Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
I'm Steve Futterman. We are getting closer to having another vaccine approved for emergency use. According to an Oxford report, the AstraZeneca vaccine was 79% effective in a study involving 30,000 Americans. But while that is taking place, it's apparent some people, especially young people, especially in Miami Beach, do not quite have the ability to wait for the all clear. This weekend's spring break celebrations without social distancing got out of control. Most public health experts believe a year from now, things will likely be approaching normalcy. There could be some bumps in the road, but maybe there's reason for optimism. I'm Steve Futterman, CBS News.